Recorded Books Inspirational presents Wonderland Creek by Len Austin, narrated by Kate Forbes.
Chapter 1. Blue Island, Illinois, 1936. If my life were a book, no one would read it. People would say it was too boring, too predictable. A story told a million times. But I was perfectly content with my life. That is, until the pages of my story were ripped out before I had a chance to live happily ever after. The end came, appropriately enough, at a funeral. Not my own funeral, I'm only 22 years old, but Elmer Watson's funeral. He was a kindly old gentleman who patronized the public library here in Blue Island, Illinois, where I have worked as a librarian for the past year and a half. I knew Mr. Watson, or I suppose it would be more accurate to say that I knew his taste in books and magazines, and I thought very highly of him because of his reading preferences. When I heard that his funeral would be held that day, I walked to the funeral parlor after work and took a seat in the back row by myself. My father, Reverend Horace Ripley, conducted the service. But first, an entire host of Mr. Watson's boring relatives, long-lost cousins, sons, nephews, and in-laws, decided to get up and tell long-winded stories about how Elmer had once walked to the store with them, or bought a horse from them, or some such inane piece of history. None of these people could tell a decent story to save his life. I wasn't the only one in the audience who was yawning. As the dreary eulogies dragged on and on, I pulled a book from my bag and began to read.